everyone, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby, broadcasting to you live this Monday, December 5th, 2011, from the city of Atlanta, Georgia, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, can you believe it's already the first full week of December? So we only have about maybe 26 days left in this month. And guess what? That is a blessing because it means that we still have enough time to work on our business strategy. That's right. Coach Trina is still pushing and advocating that every businesswoman should have her business strategy and business plan ready to roll come January 2012. And ladies, as you know, the month is exciting because of the holiday season. It's festive, and I'm sure many of you already have a lot of things planned. And so it makes it a little bit difficult at times to really get in there and pay attention to business. However, I just want to let you know that if you have not started planning for what you really should be doing in 2012, I want to spank you on the hand, and I want to say to you, what are you waiting on, girl? Go ahead. Make sure that you have your business strategy planned for 2012. And with that said, we've got a great lineup for you today. Well, it pays to know how to purchase knowledge. You know, I was reading the book, Your Magic Power to Be Rich, this weekend with Napoleon Hill. It's quite a large book, and it's actually a compilation of three books in one, Think and Grow Rich, The Magic Ladder to Success, and The Master Key to Riches. And again, the overall book that combines these three powerful books is called Your Magic Power to Be Rich by Napoleon Hill. And I read an excerpt from the book called It Pays to Know How to Purchase Knowledge. And after I read it, I decided, you know, I really, really want to share this with the listening audience of Successful Woman Radio. And so I'll be getting to that a little bit later. Also, you definitely are going to need a pen because I'm going to give you some information on how to create a 1 to 2 page business plan. It's not about how many pages. It's about the quality of your content, which is so very, very important, okay? And then we have a little bit of business buzz for you today, hot business trends for 2012. That's right. If you found out that you need to revamp and you need to figure out what it is that you really want to do, or you're looking for business ideas, we're going to talk about some hot business trends coming up in a little bit. And our hot topic for today is the power of no. You know, it's actually easier to say yes and harder to say no. But the inability to say this two-letter word is getting a lot of business women in over our heads. Today we'll be discussing how the word no can actually help you to achieve your dreams faster. And we'll wrap it up with our inspiration for the week. So we've got a lot to discuss today. And again, I want to encourage you to make sure you have a pen and notepad handy because, of course, at Successful Woman Radio, we make sure to give you information that you can put to use right away. Now, it's time that we ask you for a blessing as usual, and that is to share the show with someone that you know today. If you're on your phone, please flash over and give one person a call and ask them to get on the Successful Woman Radio Show. Again, our dial-in number is 347-637-2589. And, of course, if you're listening online, you know what to do. Get on your Twitter and your Facebook account and suggest the show to your friends. Have them to dial into the 347-637-2589 number, or they can listen online, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Again, our website to listen live is blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. And we appreciate all of you who are listening. We know that in this last few weeks, it's been a little confusing on the show. And, again, I just want to thank everyone who kept me in their prayers. I had an unexpected major surgery, and it was quite a big to-do, but God is good, and I am here alive and well, and that just says to me that God is not through with me yet. He has so many wonderful things for me to do, for me to accomplish, and so I just want to lift up his holy name and just give all of the praises to him and just thank him for bringing me through a very serious surgery. So just to let everyone know, I'm doing okay. This is my fourth week after the surgery. Still a little sore, still taking things slow, but the beautiful thing about being able to work from home is that I can continue on with the business. So that's absolutely wonderful. So I'm so happy to be back on the show full time and, you know, and just planning and making sure that I empower you ladies with a lot of good information. So make sure you guys go ahead and shout it out and let people know that the show is up and going. And that our theme today is the power of knowing. I'm sure a lot of people need to hear that. And for those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to no other than Successful Woman Radio with me, Trina Newby, your host and success coach. At this time, I want to go ahead and let you guys know about a workshop that is coming up. It's a free Launch and Learn teleclass. However, if you'd like the materials to this important teleclass, there is a $5 fee for the materials, but it is definitely worth it. That teleclass is Goal Setting 101. Why wait to January to take goal setting? You really, really need to go ahead and register for the Goal Setting 101 teleclass in December. Setting goals is noted by business experts as one of the primary efforts one can take to see maximum success in their business and in their lives. As businesswomen, we must understand the importance of setting goals and learn how to place them into a system that will yield maximum results and profit. So here's what you're going to learn in this power-packed teleclass. You're going to learn how to create a goal-setting system that supports your vision, which is so very important, how long and short-term goals should work together. And a lot of people don't get it about short-term goals, and I'm going to give you some good understanding of that, how to set milestones, and the most important piece, how action tasks are the secret to accomplishing your goals. So to register for Goal Setting 101, which will be held this Wednesday at 12 noon, simply go to womenaboutbiz.com and click on, hold your mouse on events, and then click on teleclasses, and you should be able to see it from there and register. And please let all of your associates know about this important teleclass as well. I want you guys to be equipped. I want you to be ready in January to really just hit the road running with your dreams, with your aspirations, with what it is that you want to do, because it's so important. You know, one thing that I know all too well, and that is life really is short. And no day is promised to us, and that's why we're supposed to live each day joyfully. We're supposed to live each day as though it was our last. And so that means that every day, on purpose, you are supposed to be doing things that are contributing to your vision, to what you want to do. You know, I heard an expression a while back that someone used in a seminar that I went to. It's been maybe a long time ago, but it stuck with me. And the expression that this gentleman used, he said, "I want to leave this earth with all of my potential and all of my talent, all everything. I want it to be totally exhausted and gone. I don't want anything left in me. I don't want to leave this world having died with all of my talent, my success, everything that I could have done all bottled up inside of me, never having taken action on any of it. But I want to leave knowing and joyfully knowing that I have accomplished some things and I have dared to try some things in life that I wanted to do and that I made some things happen, and even through my failures, I learned. I learned and I moved forward." And so I feel like that too. And the person that said that, I don't know, maybe many of you might know this person's name, but it's Miles Monroe. I consider him to be one of the most prolific And profound ministers and speakers that there is, and very profound speaker. And it stuck with me what he said. And he had started that topic off with saying that there's so much untapped potential and millions of dollars, billions of dollars in the graveyard from people who refuse to take action, from people who refused, okay, to move forward in their lives. And so, ladies, none of us want to be that way. None of us want to do that. We want to live a life full of joy. We want to live a life full of action, not regret. And the older you get, the more you're going to realize how important it is for you to move forward. So that's why our hot topic today, the power of no, that's why we're going to be talking about that. We're going to talk about some ways that no can actually help us to make things happen. And I think that you guys will really enjoy some of the things that we're going to share with you today. It is 12:11 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to no other than Successful Woman Radio with me, your host and success coach. Well, hopefully you guys are going online and registering for the Goal Setting 101 teleclass. Again, go to womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse over events, and then click on teleclasses, and from there you will see it. I want to give a big shout-out and kudos to Betty Scott, our Stone Mountain Network leader. This past Saturday we had the Stone Mountain Holiday Expo, and it was fantastic, and I met some women who listened to the show. A big shout-out to Patricia. I want to thank you for listening to the show and then for showing up at the expo. Really appreciate that. I want to say hello to Brenda Egby. Brenda, you said you'd be listening to the show. And so for everybody that decided that they were going to come out to the expo, I would just thank you for showing up on Saturday. We had an excellent time, and it's always a joy. And then, of course, I gave some mini seminars, and everyone got a lot out of that as well. And, of course, I love jewelry, and I bought some beautiful jewelry and just had a great time. So, you know, we hope next year to really make the holiday expos larger and give business women an opportunity to show their wares. And so, Betty, great job. Really want to appreciate you and for you putting this on. I want to now just open up the lines for a minute. I want to have a quick discussion on where are you in your business planning for 2012. I mean, I want you guys to be honest. Where are you? If you have any hiccups or some things you're not so sure about, you never know. I might be able to answer that for you live right on the air today. But I want to know, what do you expect to be doing with your business in 2012? Again, what do you expect to be doing with your business starting out January 2012? What exciting news do you have to share for January 2012? Or where are you in your planning for January 2012? Please let me know and share it with the listening audience, because it's all about moving past just keeping it in your head, but actually sharing it really helps you. It motivates you to just go ahead and move forward and make things happen. So for those of you that are listening via telephone, you can simply press star 1 on your phone, and you will be able to share with us. We'll see that you have raised your virtual hand, and we will be able to bring you live on the air. So again, just press star 1 on your phone keypad. Now, I have a special offer today, and I know that you guys know, or maybe you're familiar with my Power Talks, but Power Talks are just 30-minute coaching sessions. But here's what I am offering today. I am offering to the first 5 people that raise their virtual hand by pressing star 1, you are going to get a full 1-hour consultation with me, where I will help you to brainstorm your business strategy for 2012. Now, guys, that's a big deal, because that's a lot of energy that I'll be using. And so, again, this is a true blessing, nothing more, nothing less. So a 1-hour strategy consultation with me, Trina Newby, And this is for the first 5 people that raise their virtual hand by pressing *1. Now, you must be willing to share your business quickly and what you would like to see happening in your business in 2012. And ladies, you know I've told you this before. Fear has no place in our lives as businesswomen. We have to move forward and go ahead and take advantage of opportunities when we hear them. Don't just sit there and listen and then don't take advantage of it. So I see that we have 3 people already. We have 2 positions left. This is $125 value. So you guys need to hurry up. We only have room for 2 more people to press *1. We're going to go ahead and take the first caller now. So I'll ask our producer, Andrea, to go ahead and open up the first caller, which is line 8129. Caller, line 8129. You are live on the air. Caller, are you there? Okay, we're gonna move on to the next person. I don't hear anyone. Caller, the last 4 of your phone number is 8129. You are live on the air. Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now. Wonderful. Give us your name and the city you're calling from and your business.
Thank you. I am Evangelist Beverly Haygood. I'm in Georgia. And the name of my business is Live Fit for Life Now, and this is my first time on the call.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, welcome, Beverly. Beverly, what do you want to see happening in your business? And could you give me the name again, Live Fit for
Life Now.
Live Fit for Life Now. What do you want to see happening with your business in January 2012?
Well, I would like to see more customers being happy with their health, being improved, and also I would like to increase my building my business as far as serious teen people that want to that see a vision for helping others as well as gaining increase in income.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, Beverly, I am going to help you to brainstorm. That is my strength. I'm going to help you to brainstorm and come up with some strategies before January gets here. So congratulations. You've just won a 1-hour strategy consultation with me.
Okay. And how would I get back
my
with
producer
you
has
after
your
call?
Call?
I mean, what do I need
okay.
to do? Because like I say, this is my first time.
Okay, don't worry about it. My producer, Andrea, is going to give you a call and get your information, and then we'll be connecting with you either later today or tomorrow to schedule your session, okay?
Okay, I really appreciate it. I do have another number, if I can number.
Okay, well, we don't want you to give it out loud because we have listeners and it may not be the number that you want. So let us just call that other number, and then should she reach your voicemail, she'll give you a call back, okay?
Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Congratulations, Beverly, and I look forward to connecting with you this week.
Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. That was Beverly Haygood, Live Fit for Life Now. And we're going to go ahead and take our next caller. So as soon as Andrea lets me know who that's going to be, we'll go ahead and take that person. Just quickly, I just want to let you guys know this as well. You know, I had some people to email me and to say to me, Trina, I am already so busy for the holidays, and I don't think that I am going to be able to do my business strategy because I have guests already coming in town and I've got a lot of things to do with my kids' school and there's just so much I have got to do. And, you know, here's the thing. I just want to say this. You have to be very, very careful about coming to that kind of conclusion, even though the holiday season is already here. I think on the last show I talked about the fact that we are definitely going to have to make some sacrifices. And if we want to be a business owner and if we want to be in business, this is an example of where the sacrifice comes in at. You have to make a sacrifice. You have to get your planner out and you have to figure out where you can set aside 2 days to work on your business strategy, on your business goals. It's just literally no excuse. And so you have to, again, ladies, you have to be real careful about that. Again, for those people that are on with us live today, we are offering as a gift prize a one-hour strategy consultation to help you to brainstorm and figure out some strategies that you can have for January 2012 to help you in your business. So, again, press star 1 on your phone keypad. Just press star 1. And we will see that and be able to unmute you so we can bring you live on the air. You'll be one of the winners for the one-hour strategy consultation with me, Trina Newby, your success coach. In the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and move on to It Pays to Know How to Purchase Knowledge, and then we'll come back to some of the people that have pressed star 1. You know, Napoleon Hill is one of the most prolific speakers, writers. It's just absolutely incredible of all of the knowledge that he has given to the world. And I first heard about Napoleon Hill, maybe about 20 years ago, and I have always read his books and have read them over and over. Probably the most popular one that many of us have heard of is Think and Grow Rich, but he has many other writings. In the book, Your Magic Power to Be Rich, I read an area that's entitled It Pays to Know How to Purchase Knowledge. And so I want to quickly share that with you. He says, first of all, decide on the sort of specialized knowledge you require and the purpose for which it is needed. To a large extent, your major purpose in life, the goal towards which you are working, will help determine what knowledge you need. With this question settled, your next move requires that you have accurate information concerning dependable sources of knowledge. Now, I'm going to stop right there and go back to my own personal opinion and just say this. I have always said that the key to success is personal development, because no matter what type of business you run, if you don't have the skills required for that specific business to be a leader and to drive that business, then you sabotage and you set your own self up. And this is exactly what he is saying in this topic, It Pays to Know How to Purchase Knowledge. So he went on to say that, you know, your next move requires that you have accurate information concerning dependable sources of knowledge. So going back to the book excerpt, he says the more important of these are, A, one's own experience and education, okay? So when you are starting a business or as you look at how you are going to grow your business, you have to look at, first of all, what it is that is needed in your business. So the first thing that you need to ask yourself for 2012 is, now I have been running my business in 2011. Maybe I didn't see all of the things that I, you know, wanted to do, but now I must ask myself the question, what skills are required of me in order to lead this business to mega success? What skills, what knowledge? And then go to what he is suggesting, A, what experience do I have and education do I have already that's going to help me run this business and take it to mega success? Here's what he says B is, experience and education available through cooperation of others. So that means who else do you know that may be able to help you to quickly gain a skill that you are lacking in? Here's C, you know, college, universities, and other educational sources. You may need to turn to them. D, public libraries through books and periodicals in which may be found all knowledge organized by civilization. I mean, the library is still a valuable source. And, of course, we would have to add Google in there because you can pretty much, with search engines, find out almost anything. And then E, special training courses through evening classes, distant learning courses, e-courses. But he says that these five things are really good sources to gain the knowledge that you might need. He says, as knowledge is acquired, it must be organized and put into use for a definite purpose through practical plans. Knowledge has no value except that which can be gained from its application towards some worthy end. This is one reason why university degrees are not guarantees of successful careers. If you contemplate taking additional schooling, first determine the purpose for which you want the knowledge you are seeking. Then learn where this particular sort of knowledge can be obtained from reliable sources. He says, successful people in all callings never stop acquiring specialized knowledge related to their major purpose, business, or profession. Those who are not successful usually make the mistake of believing that knowledge acquiring period ends when they finish school or just because they're an adult. The truth is that schooling does little more than point one in the direction of how to acquire practical knowledge. So it's important for you to understand that knowledge is ever flowing, it's ever giving, and it's something that you must obtain always. And where business is concerned, you always have to ask yourself, what are the skills needed in order for you to be a leader and take your business to mega success? The self-discipline one receives from a definite program of specialized study makes up to some extent for the wasted opportunity when knowledge was available without cost. The home study method of training is especially suited to the needs of individuals such as those who are employed or adults after leaving school that they must acquire additional specialized knowledge. So knowledge is very, very, very important. Thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people who are successful in their own business took the advantage of knowledge, and they are doing it right now. So I want to encourage all of you to write this down. What skills are required of me to be a leader in my business to take it to mega success? Let me repeat that. What skills are required of me in my business to be a good leader, a leader to take my business to mega success, okay? You need to know that answer, because if you don't have that answer or if you've never asked yourself that question before, guess what? You've got a missing piece of the puzzle that you've got to find. Very, very important. So that was an excerpt from Your Magic Power to Be Rich by Napoleon Hill, excellent book. And I, again, want to just encourage all of the listeners on the show today that if you have not started working on your business strategy for 2012, I don't want to hear any excuses about the holiday season is upon me, I've got the kids, it's too much. There must be a sacrifice if you plan on being a successful businesswoman, and you've got to find those 2 days before the end of this year to really try to work that strategy out, even if it's just the first quarter, okay? Very, very important. We're going to go ahead and move on now, and I believe that the next caller is line 2736. The last four of your phone number is 2736. And so if you are listening, caller, you are live on the air. Go ahead. You're live on the air, caller. Go ahead. If the last four of your phone number is 2736, you are live on the Successful Woman Radio Show. Okay, for some reason we can't hear you, but we will definitely come back to you. The next caller is line 0833. Next caller, line 0833. Caller, you are live on the air. Are you there?
I am, Trina. Teresa Lassiter. Now, Teresa Wright. I was. I came on the call just as you were saying hit star one.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, Teresa, what we are doing today, we are offering, and congratulations, you have just won a one-hour strategy consultation to help brainstorm with what you're going to be doing for 2012. So that is wonderful. And I want to say congratulations to you because I know you just got married.
Oh, I didn't get married yet. But
but you're getting ready.
Anyway, yes, ma'am.
Okay,
and I just wanted to let you know who I was so you would know who I was. That's why I said I'm Teresa
White
Lasseter. But I will be getting married in a few weeks. But thank you. My name's Teresa Wright, and I am the owner of Mommy Cares, Inc., and we are a business that specializes in motherhood being a business. And the main focus of our business is stay-at-home moms making money and motherhood, period, balancing motherhood and everything else in your life. So our key product right now is making money out of the box, teaching women how to make money from home via merchandising, mystery shopping, work-at-home jobs, and paid focus groups.
Wonderful. Now, Teresa, what would you like to see happening come January 2012 in your business?
I really want to see more workshops being able to be facilitated in locations and online, and I'm working heavily to get that done. We'll be doing webinars and online training, and I have several locations lined up for January so far. So I have been listening to you about strategizing and get my strategy together. I, like many other women, feel the same way. It's a lot going on in December, but I am trying to carve out the time to get that done because I can see where the lack of not doing that last year really threw me very unorganized and ready for 2011 when I didn't plan in 2010.
Absolutely wonderful. Well, I am glad that you see that. And, Teresa, I look forward to connecting with you this week.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. And that was Teresa Wright. And I am excited. She is a mommy's expert, and she helps moms figure out businesses that they may want to go into, how to balance their lives more. So I'm really excited about that. And it's just awesome to hear that people are listening about the business strategies. One of the things that I want to remind you is that if you go into January with not having planned your strategy, what are some of the repercussions of that? What will happen? Well, nothing. That's it. Nothing. And you will find yourself, if you start planning in January, what happens usually is that you'll find yourself behind to the point to where you really don't get going until March or April. And, of course, that is going to cut in on your profit goals and the type of money that you want to make. And so that's why it's so important to be, proactive and do things ahead of time, which is a little bit difficult for us ladies, but we have to make it happen. Also, when you're planning your strategy, you have to put all of your strategy into action, which is so very, very important. It's not just about writing it on paper, but for example, you may need new brochures. So that's got to get done before January. You may need new business cards. You may make a decision to change the type of services you offer, which is very, very important. Your website may need to be revamped. So, again, the strategy is not just about writing it on paper. You're not through there, which is why you need time. You really have to figure out all of the things that are involved with your business and how it's going to flow and work together for 2012. I want to go ahead and go to another caller. The next caller is 8369. Caller 8369, I'm sorry. Let's see here. I want to make sure Andrea, just let me know, is that caller still on the air? In the meantime, let's see if caller on line 2736. Caller on line 2736, if you press star 1 on your phone again, let us see you so that we can bring you on the air live. Caller on 2736. Caller, you're live on the air. This is Trina. Go ahead. Hello? Okay, well, apparently, I don't know, sometimes if you're on your cell phone, you may have a difficulty coming live on the air. So hopefully, caller 2736, you can email me at tnewbie@womenaboutbiz.com, tnewbie@womenaboutbiz.com, and let me know who you are, and I apologize for the technical difficulty. Let me see here. Let's see if we have any more callers. And, again, ladies, for those of you that are listening and for those of you that have just tuned in, You're listening to Successful Woman Radio, and we are talking right now about 2012 and how important it is to have a business strategy. And what we're asking is for you to press star 1 on your phone keypad and come live and let us know what you would like to see happening in your business for 2012. And, of course, we still have space for 2 more winners, I believe, for a one-hour strategy consultation with me, Trina Newby. And, again, this is $125 value, so you guys need to take advantage of that. And you can press star 1 on your phone keypad. Now, I have had some callers to say, well, Trina, I wanted to press star 1, but I just didn't feel that I was ready, or I was a little bit shy about sharing or what have you. But, ladies, we have to move forward. We have to take advantage of opportunities, because if you can't take advantage of this, that means you're not taking advantage of things that are popping up for your business either. So, again, press star 1 on your phone keypad and, you know, let us know what you would like to see happening in your business for January 2012. We're going to go ahead and move on with the rest of the show. We're going to talk about creating your 1 to 2 page business plan, okay? The first thing I want to let you know is that we've always been asked the question, is a business plan really all that necessary? Well, my answer to that is yes and no. No, it's not necessary if you're not going to follow it. If you're just, you know, wanting to write something on paper to make it look eloquent, or because you heard if you're in business you have to have a business plan, but you really don't know why you're doing it, don't do it. Okay, because you really need to understand why you need a business plan and what the importance of it is. Okay, the whole purpose of the business plan is actually threefold. The first reason a person would do a business plan is because they are wanting to create a roadmap or a blueprint and put it on paper as to how their business is supposed to operate and function. Okay, on a daily basis. That's why the business plan is so important. And so that means that they're going to pay attention to that business plan, and then they are going to implement whatever that plan is saying. And the second purpose a business plan serves is that it allows you to go back and evaluate what's working and what is working. What's working and what's not working. What that means is that if you're running your business according to your business plan and based on your research, okay, and something's not working, you can go back to your business plan and say, okay, well, maybe I need to tweak my plan, or maybe I need to go back to the drawing board on this specific area. The third reason a person would want to have a business plan is that perhaps you are looking for a business loan, and most of the time you're going to be asked for a business plan. And so the bank is going to want to see that. So you have to have your business plan for that. Now, I would prefer that you write your business plan for reason number 1. You need a blueprint, a roadmap to where you're trying to go. Because I find that when people write a business plan just for the bank, it's falsified. They're writing it for it to look good and sound good, but they're not really ever planning to follow the directions on it, and that's not a good thing. So I would prefer for you to write it for number 1, and that way you'll already have a good, solid starting guide for you to write a full executive business plan, okay? So with that said, there are basically 3 types of business plans that I want to quickly share with you, and then I'll move into how to create your 1 to 2 page business plan, okay? So the first type of business plan is called a working business plan. A working business plan is really just for your eyes only. It's to serve as that roadmap, that guide, to help you figure out where you're going. The second type of business plan is the 1 to 2 page business plan, which is kind of like an executive summary. It quickly allows you to visualize your roadmap and then cut to the chase and go right for what you want. And then the third type of business plan is a full executive business plan. Now, this plan might range anywhere from 8 pages to 50 pages. It just depends on how much research you want to include in it, and how in-depth you want to go, okay? And that is usually the business plan that you will take to a bank or a lending agency when they ask for your business plan. So let's go ahead and get back to the 1 to 2 page business plan. And I want to quickly just share with you what are the components for this and what goes into this. And then I'll identify a little bit what's a little bit different about it, okay? Now, the 1 to 2 page business plan that I'm talking about is kind of like your strategy plan. And the strategy plan is really for you to have a quick guide, a quick blueprint to what you're trying to do. Now, this plan can be written just for the quarter, or it can be written for as an outline for the year, and then you can go back and extend upon it as you research and move through the different areas of the plan. Okay, so the first thing that you need in the 1 to 2 page business plan is you really need an objective. Why are you doing this? What are the outcomes you're looking for your business? Okay, so that's your objective. Okay, what are the outcomes that you are looking for? You know, some people's objectives may be, okay, we want to see $100,000 net profit. We would like to see, you know, 200 new customers. You know, very specific things. What are the objectives? What are your outcomes? Okay, now keep in mind that whatever the objectives are, those are the things that you have to take action on. You have to create goals to make those objectives happen, okay? The next thing after the objective is you have to still list your services or your products, just the main ones, your main services or products, okay? Quickly describe each one. Now, one of the things that I want to recommend to you is to list up under that the target customer. Who is the target customer for that particular service, okay? And after you list the target customer, you need to list how are you going to market that particular service, okay? Because sometimes in marketing you can't have a, you know, one pot fits all. You are going to have different marketing avenues for the different types of services, okay? After you list your services or your products and then the target customer for each and then how you are going to actually market, next you need to list your website, okay? What are the improvements needed for your website? What is the next level that you need to take your website to? Very, very important, okay? And how are you going to use the Internet in order to help market your business and brand yourself and make people aware of what it is that you have to offer, okay? The next thing that you need to list is you need to list management, which is you. Who are you as the manager of the company, and what are the skills required in order for you to lead the company and take it to the mega success? Okay, so that falls up under the management. What do you need to be doing? Very, very important. And then after you've listed management, okay, which is very important, the next thing that you're going to list is you're going to list your sales goals. What are your sales goals? What are you trying to accomplish? Very, very important. What are the sales goals, okay? And then after your sales goals, you need to figure out how many customers you need to reach your sales goal, okay? And you also need to figure out what is the leading product that you think most customers are going to go after, what service or product most customers are going to go after. Okay? Very, very important. And after your sales goal, you need to then list your power team. Who are the people that need to be on your power team that are going to help you bring this together? Who are the people that are going to be on your power team to help you to bring all of this together? Okay? Very, very important. You may not know them, but you might know what industry it falls in. But you will need to bring a power team of people together to help you to make it happen. We cannot be lone rangers, ladies. We cannot do it by ourselves. And then next, which is very, very important, I think you need to go ahead and create what I call your long-term and your short-term goals, okay? And all of them need to be contributing towards your objectives that you initially listed, which is very, very important, okay? All of them need to be contributing towards your objectives that you initially listed. And then after you list your goals, the next thing to support those goals are what I call action tasks, T-A-S-K-S, action task. And what's so important about action tasks is that it's just that. It's tasks that you're going to put into action, and they're all supporting your goals so that you can make it happen, okay? And you need to open up your planner after you've written out your action tasks. You'll open up your planner, and then you will schedule time slots to get all of those actions done and taken care of, which is so very, very important, okay? So there you have it, a brief short outline on creating a 1 to 2 page business strategy plan. And you know, it's not as difficult as you might think. It just requires you to really just start sitting down and giving yourself the time to brainstorm within yourself. And I want to add this, last but not least. As you are writing your business strategy, you know, we get excited and we, again, we treat our businesses sometimes like it's our child. And so, therefore, we have a tendency to write what it is that we want or what we think people may want. But you really need to research your industry. You really need to do surveys. You really need to ask people what it is that they are looking for and what it is that they want. Because if you don't know that and you're running off of your own opinion, then it may be just that, your own opinion. And that might be why some aren't getting the results that they're looking for. So, ladies, wise up. Don't just make it about you and what you want in your business. Make sure that you are taking the opinions of your customers and taking the opinions of prospective customers, okay? Well, that's it for the 1 to 2 page business plan. And for those of you that might have just come on the show, you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm Trina Moody, your host and success coach. We're moving right into our hot topic, the power of no. The power of no. Well, ladies, you know what? This topic is very serious. It's not a long topic. It's not something that we need to just really expand on. It's something that I need to just come straight to the point with all of you who are listening today. The first thing you need to understand is that, you know, because we do multitask so much, as women, we have a problem with saying no. We seem to say yes to everything, and it's just really getting us in trouble. It's getting us in trouble. It's getting us knocked off focus. We aren't accomplishing our goals. We may say yes to something that we shouldn't have said yes to, get all caught up with that, and before you know it, months have passed by, and we forgot all about what it is that we really wanted to do. And the same thing goes for business, you know. If you say yes to something when you should have been contributing that time to your business, this is what gets us in trouble. One of the things that I see a lot of women doing is I see people starting multiple businesses at the same time and without any of them being successful or having a track record yet. And you are setting yourself up for failure. Because it is already very challenging to start a business, just one business. So to start multiple businesses or to keep switching between businesses is just not a good thing. It means you're not ready. But more than that, we have a tendency as women to say yes to a lot of other activities. And a lot of the times we feel guilty to say no. So what I want to do is just share with you the power of no and what learning how to say no can really help you with. And I want to start with saying something that my grandmother taught me, and I hold on to it dearly, okay? And she used to call me Tina. She says, Tina, you know what, baby? You can't say yes to every good thing. And she said, you know, I want you to repeat that to me. Because one day you're going to need to understand that. You're going to need to know that. I say, yes, ma'am, you can't say yes to every good thing. And she asked me, do you know what that means? And I said, it means that even though there are some things that you may like or things that may sound good to you, you can't always say yes to it. She says, absolutely. She says, if you remember that one thing, it will take you far in life. And, of course, I listened to her. I was much younger, and I held on to it, but I still went against that rule, and I paid for it dearly many times over. And as I have gotten older, I realize how important that saying is. And when I learned how to say no, things got a lot easier for me, and I gained a lot of clarity. So what I want to encourage you guys to do, first of all, is write down, you cannot say yes to every good thing. It just won't happen, okay? Because if you find yourself doing that, then you're going to find yourself overburdened, tired, stressed out, not really being successful in any one good thing, just completely worn out. And that's not what I would want for you, because all of you who are on the call today, you want to be successful businesswomen, right? Absolutely. So what I want to share with you are some ways to say no. Here's the first thing. Women have a tendency to answer a question or to take advantage of an opportunity as it is being presented without really taking their time to evaluate it. So the first rule of thumb should be to never answer or make a decision on anything at that time, okay? Sometimes people will pressure you and say, well, if you don't take advantage of it now or if you don't do it now, then it's going to, you know, we're not going to offer this again or what have you. And that may be the case, but sometimes you may have to say, well, I'll just have to miss it this time because I'm not ready to really answer that. So it's very, very important, okay? So on very important things where you know that it is going to impact your life, your business, you really don't need to answer the question as to whether or not you're going to be involved in it or take advantage of that opportunity right away. You need to go home, sit down, and you need to think about the pros and cons. And the one question that's most important that you should always ask yourself is, how is this going to impact my personal life and my business? What do I already have on my plate? And what are the repercussions of adding this other activity or taking advantage of this opportunity? What is that going to cause me to do? Very, very important. The second thing that I think is very important, and that is you need to always keep your time management planner updated. Always know how involved you are in your personal and your business activities already. Already know what you can and cannot do. This is very, very important because some people don't really know what they're involved in until it's time to be involved, and then they feel overwhelmed or stressed about it. Okay, so that's very, very important. Thirdly, okay, you cannot forget about family and social activities for yourself. It's important to be well balanced. So you need to always schedule that time for yourself to have social activity and to balance your life so that you don't feel overworked, overstressed. And so you need to pre-schedule that in your planner. That, again, is going to allow you to be prepared to say no on certain things, okay? The fourth thing is, well, how do you say no? When the answer is just no and you feel so bad about it, you know what you should say? You always have to say, thank you so much for this awesome opportunity. However, I am already committed to several things that are extremely important to me, and at this time, I will have to say no. Okay, you just have to put it out there. Even though if they say, oh, you sure? This is the word that you need to say. I'll have to say no, and that's my final answer. Okay, so that the person doesn't continue on with trying to convince you to say yes. And ladies, take caution. Girlfriends, best friends, were known for trying to convince each other to do things. So you really have to be firm with saying this is my final answer, and it's going to cause me more stress because I have too much on my plate already, and I need you to respect and understand that, okay? Very, very, very important that you do that. saying no is so important because it is going to free up your time. It is going to empower you and make you feel more empowered over yourself, over your decisions. It's going to give you the time you need to work on your business, your dreams, your goals, and what you really want for yourself. And it's also going to help you to feel accomplished because you took control over your life. That is very, very, very important, okay? And I don't want you to ever feel like you can't say no. Sometimes you just have to say no, not at this time, no, not now, no, that's my final answer. Sometimes you just have to say that, and it's okay, okay? Because why? Because we can't say yes to every good thing. It is at about 12:55. We have about 4 minutes left in the show. Don't hang up. That's all I have for you on the power of saying no. I hope you held on to it. You wrote down some of the things that I was saying. After this quick musical intro, I will come to the end of the show and give you some powerful inspirational reading. Whatever state I am, to be content. I know how to be so content, and I know how to abound, okay? I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to be abound. That's Philippians 4:11-12. Philippians 4:11-12. And the topic of our inspiration today is life is so, what is it, on a daily basis. You know, life can be so hard. Life can be so frustrating. Okay, it can be, you know, it can just be challenging. Women everywhere face disappointment. Disarray, downfalls, delays, drawbacks, doldrums. It's unavoidable, ladies. That's life. The trick is to face life's twists and turns with grace. We yearn to be the kind of women who exude contentment, that quality of serene calmness. But that's so hard to do sometimes, isn't it? Well, contentment doesn't come naturally, and it isn't always learned quickly, but it can be learned. You can say, like Paul, I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. With God's help, we can find satisfaction in daily living that cannot be ruffled by circumstances. The key is learning to trust that He is in control of every situation and you are in control of your response to that situation, right? That's what's so important. So contentment is so very, very important. And remember, and I totally agree, that as Paul says, I have learned that whatever state I am, to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. And that's so very, very important because oftentimes people let their emotions get away with them, and it just runs. And it could be something that happened on the job or something that happened in the business or something that someone promised you or something that your husband or your friend said, and that just spoils your whole entire day. But I am here to tell you that life is short, ladies, and whatever it is that we dream of and that we want to do, we have to move forward, and we cannot press on things that get us sad, get us down, make us feel depressed or stressed or broke or busted, but we have to keep moving forward and making things happen in our lives. And so, therefore, I want to challenge you to be content in whatever state you are in and know how to be abased and know how to abound in all that you think and in all that you do in spite of the environment you're in and all those that are around you. And I truly hope that that has encouraged you this week. Well, ladies, as we bring the show to a close, I want to again thank all of you for your prayers as I recover from surgery. I want to congratulate all the ladies who won the one-hour strategy consultation. And if you have not registered for Goal Setting 101, which is this Wednesday at 12 noon, go to womenaboutbiz.com and go ahead and register for that today. Ladies, make sure you mark your calendars for Monday the 12th for our Successful Woman radio show and share it with another. Take care.